Hello, hello. Welcome to another episode of Start That Business. I am so excited to be behind a mic again. You know the quote that says, April showers bring May flowers. Man, it rained and poured on my first service-based business in April. The battles were coming from left, right, center, all over the place. It felt like I would not make it to May. So I am just excited to be behind my microphone again, recording this episode. Now, in today's episode, I'm going to share with you the battles that I faced in my service-based business in April and how scripture helped me, standing on God's word, helped me to fight those battles. And the three things the Holy Spirit reminded me of my identity in Christ and how I use them to overcome all the challenges, all the troubles that the enemy tried to throw at my first service-based business. All right, it's going to be a coffee chat where I give you all the details. So grab a cup of coffee, tea, or whatever your favorite drink is, and let's dive into today's episode. Are you ready to streamline your focus and get clarity to start your online service-based business? Are you tired of struggling with lack of clarity, self-doubt, and the fear of being a public failure? Do you wish you had a clear plan you could follow to make your calling a reality? Hey friend, you don't have to stay stuck any longer. With a renewed mindset and a clear plan, you can start a business that fulfills your calling and makes a profit. I'm your host, Chichi Ukomado, a Christian business coach, Jesus follower, and a seven-figure service-based entrepreneur. In this podcast, I'll teach you how to streamline your focus, get clarity on your business idea, create your business launch plan, set up your business essentials, and launch your sustainable and profitable business from scratch. You will get tons of encouragement, godly wisdom, and accountability to grow in your faith and new business journey. It's time to partner with God and take your first step to start that business. You know the one I'm talking about? Yes, that one you've been putting off for a long time. When it rains, it pours, like they say. And it really poured on my first service-based business in April. Now, for those of you that might be listening for the first time and you do not know about my first service-based business, I'll give a brief summary. So I have an e-commerce logistics company that provides shipping and shopping services to customers that live outside of the US. So that is what that business does. And I have been doing it now for quite a while. If you go back and listen to episode one, I share a lot about how I started the business and how it has grown over the years. Now, my coaching business, what I do right now, is my second service-based business. I like to call it my online service-based business because my first service-based business, although it has some online component to it, I have to manage warehouses in the US, in other parts of the world. So it's very hands-on. It's very physical. It's like you have inventory, like you have in an e-commerce store, and you're dealing with customer shipments and moving cargo from the US to other parts of the world. So this service-based business, my first service-based business, it is regulated by US government entities. So that is what makes it a bit unique from other service-based businesses that are out there. So this one is regulated by a US government agency. As a matter of fact, several US government agencies, because of how the business is licensed under the purview of these different US government entities, we have to follow strict requirements, strict guidelines. We actually report to multiple US government agencies. So in February, this whole trial and challenge started in February with one of the US government agencies that we report to. We have annual inspections with them where they come and they inspect our operations. They inspect everything we're doing to make sure that we're following the requirements. We're following all the instructions we're supposed to follow as a business that is licensed under them. So during this annual inspection in one of my warehouses in the US, they discovered some discrepancies that came as a result of misinterpretation of some of the requirements that they gave to us. Now, if you've ever dealt with government agencies, some of their requirements are written in very formal language. You almost need you need an interpreter to explain some of the things so that you can implement them the right way. So that was what happened in this case, and it led to an investigation being open. And you know, with an investigation with a government agency, it comes with all the things. You're hiring a lawyer, you are going through your operations. So they essentially audit you. So think about an audit where they're auditing your business, they're checking different things. So this is what I was dealing with from February. This started February 21st, and it went all the way to April 21st. Now, in between this audit or investigation that was going on, several things were happening. One of my reps got involved in an accident on their way to go drop off cargo. We had other issues that came up in the business. It just felt like every day I woke up, my warehouse operation manager would tell me, oh, this went wrong, and that went wrong, and that went wrong. And I was almost losing my mind. I'm like, God, where are you? It felt like hell just unleashed its weapons on my e-commerce logistics business. And during this period, I had to travel to the warehouse where the audit was happening. I had to be out there for 3 weeks. I was away from my family. I was away from my regular routine. I couldn't record podcasts as much as I wanted to. What even kept my coaching business going was some of the work I had done prior to leaving. It was able to carry me on. So some of the podcast episodes I recorded prior to traveling, I was able to just schedule them and publish them. And everything was going on like everything was normal in my life. So during this 2 month period between February 21st and April 21st, I spent time praying. And I remember one day when I got the news of the audit, I was so downcast. I broke down. I remember I was sitting on the couch in my bedroom, and my husband came and he held me, and I was just crying. And I'm like, God, we've done our best to make sure that we follow the rules and regulations. That how did we make this mistake? How did we get into this mess? And I was beating myself up and just saying, how did we get into this mess? We've been in business for quite a while. And just sitting in that moment, my husband held me while the tears were running through my eyes, and he was encouraging me. He said, don't worry, God is going to help us through this and bring us out of this whole audit to his glory. And I was just crying there. I'm like, is this how my business is going to go down? And all the crazy thoughts, y'all, was just flooding through my head. And he encouraged me. He prayed with me. And I was encouraged, and I continued to pray, and we continued to seek God through this whole experience. As I was going through this, there were three scriptures or three identities that the Holy Spirit reminded me of as I was going through this experience. And I'm going to share it with you. And I encourage you to add these scriptures to your own arsenal, to your own tools of warfare, because the fact that you are answering the call to create a business that God has laid on your heart automatically makes you a target for the enemy. It automatically makes you a target for the devil. and the kingdom of darkness. So they will use every little loophole to come against you to unleash their mayhem. But the beauty of this is that because we are doing it for the glory of God, we can be rest assured that God will be with us. So the first identity or the first reminder the Holy Spirit gave me during this period was, he told me, Chichi, you are chosen. And he reminded me. So I began to say to myself, I am chosen. And what does that mean? And that identity came from 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. He says, but you are not like that, for you are a chosen people. You are royal priest and a holy nation, God's very own possession. As a result of being chosen, you can show others the goodness of God, for he called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. So the Holy Spirit reminded me that I am chosen. And because I am chosen, because I am a royal priesthood, because I'm a holy nation, that means I am coming, or I represent a kingdom that is superior to every other kingdom I might be operating in. So the Holy Spirit reminded me that God has called me out of darkness into his wonderful light. And because he has called me, I can be rest assured that I have his backing, that I have his help, that I have the resources I need to be able to go through the challenges that I was facing in my business. Because I started questioning myself. I started saying, how did I get into this mess? Who even sent me to do this thing? And all the negative thoughts were coming through my head. And the Holy Spirit reminded me, you are chosen, Chichi. And I'm reminding you, you are chosen. And the fact that you are chosen, the fact that God has called you from darkness, from hiding, into launching this kingdom business that brings him glory, guess what? You become a target for the kingdom of darkness. Just like the Holy Spirit encouraged me and reminded me that I am chosen, I am reminding you, you are chosen. And it comes with the good and also the attack. And we have to be prepared for it by putting on the whole armor of God, like he says in scripture. Now, the second identity that the Holy Spirit reminded me of, or the second thing he reinforced, was that I am sent. Yes, this one was a mental game changer for me, because when I received the letter that my business was going to be audited, that an investigation was going on, guess what? Fear gripped my heart. Fear took over me. I began to conjure every negative thought possible. I was crying. I was saying, oh, it's over for my business. They're going to shut us down. And all these crazy thoughts were going through my head. Then the Holy Spirit reminded me. He said, you are sent. And this came from John 15, 16. He says, you didn't choose me. See that word chosen again. I chose you. I appointed you to go and produce lasting fruit so that the Father will give you whatever you ask for using my name. So what does that mean? Because I am chosen and I am appointed to go, that means I have been sent. I didn't send myself. God sent me to go start this first service-based business. And because he sent me, whatever I ask for in his name, I will get it. Now, the way the Holy Spirit helped me understand being sent was, he reminded me that I am an ambassador of the kingdom of heaven. Meaning, when you have an ambassador of a country in a foreign country, they are sent to that foreign country to make sure that the desires and the will of the home country is established in the foreign country where they are. And when they are sent, they have the backing authority of the country that sent them. So So they are not alone. So when they are in the foreign country, whatever they ask for will be given to them. So the Holy Spirit began to remind me that I am sent. And that's why it says in Philippians that I shouldn't worry about anything. Instead, I should pray about everything and tell God what I need and thank Him for what He has done. Because I am sent, I have the confidence to ask the Father whatever I need using the name of Jesus, just like I read in John 15, 16. And He says He will give it to me because He sent me. I am representing Him. My service-based business is representing Him. I didn't start it on my own. I started it based on what He told me. And I stepped out in faith and I started that business. So because of that, it gives me the permission. It gives me the authority to ask for what I need. So that was exactly what I started doing. Instead of worrying about how the investigation will go, I stopped worrying and I started praying. And I started telling God what I wanted. I started telling Him the exact outcome I wanted to come out of the audit, the exact outcome that I wanted to come out of the investigation. And as I did that, the fear began to dissipate. The fear began to go away. And I was able to overcome by just remembering or letting the Holy Spirit remind me that I am sent. And just like He reminded me, I am reminding you that just like the Holy Spirit is tugging on your heart, you are not going alone. Because you are sent, you cannot fail. Just like He says in Scripture, underneath you are the everlasting arms. You cannot fail. When you are sent by God, you cannot fail. It doesn't mean the troubles and the trials will not come. They will come. But because you are sent, you cannot fail. The person that is sending you will defend you when you ask for help. The third identity that the Holy Spirit reminded me of during this time of trial is that I have heaven's backing. So as an ambassador of the kingdom of heaven, the Holy Spirit reminded me that you are an ambassador. You have heaven's backing. That means I'm walking with God the Father. I'm walking with God the Son. I'm working with the Holy Spirit. I'm working with hosts of angels. I have the backing of heaven. So it doesn't matter what is going on. And this scripture was my anchor scripture throughout this whole period that my business was going through these battles. It was Psalm 34, verse 19. In the NLT translation, it reads, "The righteous person faces many troubles, but the Lord comes to the rescue each time." Oh, I feel like just shouting hallelujah. Yes. So because I have heaven's backing, this scripture reminded me of the backing. Because I am chosen, because I am sent, because I am a Christ ambassador, because I am an ambassador of heaven, I have heaven's backing. That means whenever I face any problem here on earth, guess what? The Lord comes to my rescue each time. So it doesn't matter if it's 100 problems or troubles that my business goes through. Guess what? The Lord will come to my rescue each time. So this was the scripture I recited to myself every day. When I got a new email from the government agency and my heart skipped a bit, guess what? I reminded myself, I said, the righteous person faces many troubles, but the Lord comes to the rescue each time. So the Holy Spirit reminded me that I am an ambassador of heaven. And because I am an ambassador of heaven running a kingdom business here on earth, I have the backing of heaven and I can trust that God will come to my rescue. So this were the three identities that the Holy Spirit reminded me on. And this were the three scriptures I held on to. The last one I just read to you, which was Psalm 34:19, was the scripture I used to battle. That was the scripture I used to battle the thoughts of fear, the thoughts of, oh, it's over for me. I kept reminding myself. I kept reminding God. I said, God, this is your word. You said you will come to my rescue, and I trust that you will do. Guess what? God came to my rescue. Just like he says in Philippians, that do not worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for what you have done. That was what I was able to do with these three mindsets, with these three reminders from the Holy Spirit of my identity. I was able to shift my focus and tell God what I wanted the outcome to be. And guess what? The outcome that I asked God for was the exact outcome that I got. And I was so excited when I received the email that the audit was over and my business got the outcome that we asked God for. I was so relieved. I remember when I received the email, I was just praising God in my warehouse where the audit took place. And I was thanking God because I needed to go through that experience. I needed it because not only did it strengthen my faith, it reinforced my identity in Christ. And I came out feeling more confident as a kingdom business owner. I came out feeling more courageous. I came out feeling more confident in the one who has sent me, the one who chose me, the one who made me his ambassador. And I just thought that I share this to encourage you to know that, hey, as you answer that call to start that business, guess what? You are chosen, you are sent, and you are a Christ ambassador in the marketplace. And because of this identity, the enemy is going to throw everything at you, including the kitchen sink. But remember that the righteous person faces many troubles, but the Lord comes to the rescue each time. So it doesn't matter the trouble you are facing right now in your business, the trouble you will face later in your business, regardless of what the trouble is, you can take this word to the bank that God will always come to your rescue each time. All right, let's recap real quick. The three identities in Christ that I used to overcome the battles that I faced in my service-based business. Now, the first identity is you are chosen. The second one is you are sent. And the third one is you are a Christ ambassador or an ambassador of the kingdom of heaven. That means you have heaven's backing. I pray that as the Holy Spirit helped me by reminding me about my identity in Christ so that I could stand on God's word to fight the battles that came against my service-based business, I pray that he will also help you fight the battles in your mind, the battles in your body, the battles that are coming against you concerning that business you have been called to start. I pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. I'd love it if you could leave a review for this podcast on Apple Podcasts or the podcast app you're using to listen. This is the number one way I know you're getting value from the content on this podcast. Thank you for listening to today's episode. I hope you learned something new and you were encouraged to take action. If so, will you stop right now and share this episode with someone so they can get the help you just got? I'll also love it if you can leave a review for this podcast on Apple Podcasts or the podcast app you're using to listen. This is the number one way I know you're getting value from the content on this podcast. Until next time, always remember you have all you need to start that business. So keep listening for more episodes. I'll meet you here next week.